This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. This is my fifth and final program, I think, in this series that I'm calling Managing Depression After Counseling, or The Story of Scott. For those of you that have been with me the whole time, this is needless repetition, but for those of you just listening in, this is the story of Scott, who was in counseling a year ago, and who took a lot of strength and vulnerability to share with me and you about some of the difficulties he's had after counseling. Is there depression after counseling? You betcha. But it doesn't need to take the same path that it took before. You're different now. We divided this series into five segments based on Scott's report. The first one was overextended and underprepared. This relates to the fact that he often felt that he was overextended and kind of getting back into some of the depression processes, and it made him feel underprepared. So it was just a vicious cycle. The second program was looking at transparency and vulnerability. It was easy for him to give a victory testimony, if you will, about how things were going. But now that things aren't going quite so well, he feels embarrassed and guilty that he may have been dishonest. I don't think he was dishonest, and we talked about that. The third program was the battle with pills or medication. In Scott's case, he had to be on some medication. It was part of his normal treatment. I think we all fight medication. We don't like it, and we talked about how it's important. The fourth program, or last week, was, is this a trough or is it the valley of despair? Am I really getting depressed again? How do I know if I'm really getting depressed or if it's just a cycle again for me? With all of that, we are now in our final program, which I'm calling Scheduling Healing Times, because it relates directly to what Scott said about not taking care of himself. And then I'll summarize. One of the things that is more paramount a year after counseling in Scott's case is the fact that he's more fatigued and exhausted. As we look at what's going on, it becomes very clear that he has been overextending himself, and he's just built up this exhaustion over time. So what do we do? Well, you stop and you take care of yourself. That seems so obvious. But it's not obvious for most of us. It's a difficult thing. But the more important thing here is how do we prevent ourselves from getting into this thing once again? How do we do that in a way that makes things stop or not get to the point that they were? Well, here are some ideas. I think you need to plan in your schedule, Scott, after every trip, a break time. You have to build into your schedule 1 or 2 days afterwards, particularly to get over the jet lag, but also to revisit how things are going, ease into situations, spend time with your spouse or family, review the trip, learn what the Lord wants you to learn from this trip, and things like that. Because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is that all the good things that happen will be forgotten in the press of daily life and work, and you're not going to give yourself the benefit of evaluating and telling yourself you did a good job. Scott and I both know this because that's the way we are. We're pretty hard on ourselves. We will always give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, but the bad benefit of the doubt. We'll think we could have done better. If we're asked, we'll say it was okay, it wasn't too bad. This is very important for us in terms of when we're depressive, we're already sort of paving the way through this kind of thinking and talking and working at making ourselves negative. So, Scott, as you work through this, you need that time off. The most important thing you can do right now is to look over the next 6 months of your trips and plan in 1 or 2 days for rebuilding when you get back home. You've got to do that. It's an absolute must. For those of you listening, it's an absolute must as well. You need to take care of yourself. You need to give yourself your own healing time. You need to give yourself permission to give yourself this healing time. Well, then what do? Is that all we do? Well, no. I think you need people that evaluate you to be honest. Many of us don't do the best job at times, so I think it's appropriate to learn if we're going to have a learner attitude to review. But don't review just by yourself. Review with someone else who knows you, who's going to say, like for Scott, they're going to say, Scott, yeah, that's true. It was a little rough this time in your talking, but don't be too hard on yourself. We need people to say that to us because we automatically become too hard on ourselves. at least some of us. So what do we do now? Where do we go from here? Well, if you're saying, this is great, but Scott's problems aren't my problems. Brent, you didn't address any of my problems with depressiveness. Well, I'm sorry. I'd love to hear from you what those special circumstances are. I'd love to do that because I could use it as grist for the next program. I really value people who let me know what's going on in their lives, and I need you to be my resources. But what do we do with Scott? Scott, what do we do with you now? I think one of the big things to reiterate, Scott, is that you may be dealing with depressive episodes or situational depression for the rest of your life. Now, I'm saying that knowing that your first thought is going to be, oh, great, I'm never going to get better. I didn't say that. I said this is part of you, and if you know that it's part of you and you've already done some things to change it, you know what to do next time you're depressed. It's not the end of the world. It's not fatal other than life is fatal. But this isn't, and it doesn't need to take you off into feeling sorry for yourself or feeling like you're a failure. One of my big themes, and I said this before, is in my weakness, he is strong. In my depression, he brings healing. In my depression, he brings hope. In my depression, he brings coping. We need to substitute or add on to the stuff that we tell ourselves to include these kinds of positive thoughts. None of us is really completely recovered from all the junk in our lives. We learn through counseling, through many different ways, how to take care of ourselves, how to be the agents of health in our own lives. We benefit when we're open to other people about our struggles, and they can be agents of change and health in our lives. No man is an island. We need each other, and we are always going to be in process. That's a word, in process. Therapists use it way too much. But there's truth behind it. We are always growing, we are always hurting, we are always stressing, and we are always laughing. In everything there's a season and a time and a purpose under heaven. Some of this stuff is to help us manage things later on. Some of it I don't know what the purpose is, but my sense is that I shouldn't expect to know all the answers. What I should expect to know is that there are people and that there is a God that can take care of me when I need their and his help. If you've been listening to this and dealing with the after effects of your own counseling and feeling like a failure, I hope this has helped you to process some of this stuff through. You may need to talk to your resource person, and you may even need to consider going back to your medications or whatever. But please, that's okay. You can do all of this, and you can do it with other people. You don't need to do it alone. Don't believe the lie that you keep this stuff a secret. In our weakness, he is strong, and when we share with others, we all become a little bit stronger because we can lean on each other. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.